5. Zion Unachimov, Thursday the 8th of August, Rabbi Jonas and Rudin. Tichias Amesim, who on earth is it for? Oh, is he dead?
You want your website? So, Zion Av is actually the yurt site of my grandfather, of Aaron Yaakov and Shmuel Eliezer Zechrenu Lebracha. So, Torah that we learned, Shabbi Lilu Nishmas Ayid, that was Mashkin Beis Medrash every morning, first one in Shul. Certainly a lesson for me growing up. And certainly appropriate to talk about Tchias HaMeisim on a yurt site. But also, in this tkufa now of the 9 days, as we get close to Tisha B'Av, of course we set our sights on the future. We set our sights on Yom HaMashiach, Binyan Beis HaMikdash. But it's clear that that's not the goal. Yom HaMashiach is not the end game according to anybody. There are stages afterwards in human existence, in world destiny. We're on a journey, and Tchias Yom HaMashiach is a stage there. But Tchias HaMeisim comes afterwards, or maybe before. Let's explore at least some of the Rosh Prakim, some of their headlines here, the main shittos in the Rishonim, and the main schools of thought, to try and get some clarity on an issue which is often left undiscussed, because it's taka very vague. We know Animam in the Menashleima, that there will be a Tchias HaMeisim, and the only thing that it says there in the Animamin that qualifies it, just like we say for Yom HaMashiach, Va'afal pi sheyismamem, because it's achakelai. Here it is, Be'etz shi'ah le'rotz ha'meis ha'bariyus baruch shmoy. Tchias HaMeisim will happen when Hashem wants it to happen. Could be the implication there is it's not clear when it will happen. I don't know when it's going to happen. Maybe it doesn't even matter when it's going to happen. But I need to believe that it will happen. But then again, who's it for? There are many possibilities, as we shall see. The Rambam, in the Perish of Mishnayos, in the Akdamah to Perich Chelik, is very brief. Tchias HaMeisim Ukvah Biyar Nuha. We've already explained it in other places. Doesn't go into it in depth. But let's rewind. In the second bracha of the Shemayin Esrig, the bracha of Gvurais, the bracha of Yitzchak Avinu, first bracha of the Shemayin Esrig is Magen Avraham, is the bracha of Avraham Avinu, the third bracha is the bracha of Kedusha, which is Yaakov Avinu, the second bracha, the bracha of Gvurais, Ata Gibar, is of course the bracha of Yitzchak, and the Medrash tells us when Yitzchak gets up off of the Akedah, he taka says the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh HaMeisim. We mentioned Tchias HaMeisim 5 times. Ata Gibar Laila Hashem Mechayeh HaMeisim Ata. Mechayeh HaMeisim Brachmim Rabim. Melech Meimis Umechayeh. Umatzmiach Yeshua. V'neemot Ata Lahachayeh HaMeisim Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh HaMeisim. 5 times. Which means if we're davening 3 times a day, we're mentioning Tchias HaMeisim, we're instilling it into ourselves no less than 15 times a day. Clearly something that needs thought and consideration. Especially in the bracha of Gvurais, because normally Gvurais Hashem is Hashem's power, Hashem's ability to perform mighty deeds, running the world according to Teva. Gvurais here is actually really Hashem reversing Teva. Tchias HaMeisim is the reversal of Teva. Melech Meimis Umechayeh, which is, you see, an aspect of Hashem's Gvura, even things that to us look unnatural for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all the same. Something that for us seems almost implausible. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally possible. So instilling that emunah into ourselves 15 times a day is something which ought to impact our lives on a daily basis. So what is it? Says the Rambam, And we will see there's really a machlekes pretty much between the Rambam and everybody else. Not unusual. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva, the beginning of the 8th parak, the ultimate good for tzaddikim, atayva, tzvenan atzaddikim, is chayi olam haba. This is a life where there will be no more death. And this is a good which has no bad in it. And this is what the pasuk says, what it means when it says, l'man yitav lach barach tayamim. It doesn't mean in this world, according to Al-Masor, l'man yitav lach is the world which is kula tayv, harach tayamim is liyom shekula arach. It's eternally good, it's eternally long. This is the olam haba, which is the tzchah for the tzaddikim. And the schar is that they will be zaycha to this pleasure. And they will live in this heavenly realm. In this divine bliss. And the payback for the Rishayim, says the Rambam, they're not going to get this. They will be cut off and they will die. And anyone who doesn't get this chay olam haba is someone that is dead and is never going to live. He's nichras berishoy for avad kebehema. There's no doggy heaven. Fido dies, it's all over for him. Hu adin, says the Rambam, for Rasha. He gets cut off. The eternal inability to perceive. Noyam Hashem. That's Koris in the Torah, says the Rambam. The Rambam goes further in the next halacha and tells us, this existence in Olam Haba is a totally spiritual existence. You don't have a body. You have no physical form. What is it? It's nefashas ha-tzadikim bilvad, without any body, like the malachi hasharis, who obviously don't have bodies either. There's no eating, there's no drinking, there's no physical act that you could do at all. And therefore there's no sitting, there's no standing, there's no sleeping. There's no moods, happiness and sadness. And in fact, Chazal say this, Olam haba ein lo lo shchiya, achila ve lo shasiya ve lo tashmish. So then what is it? Say Chazal, Tzadikim yoshim v'atrei seim b'roshayim v'nen b'ziv ha-shchina. The tzadikim sit with crowns on their head and they're getting pleasure from the ziv ha-shchina. Which the Rambam says it must be, hey yosh, that you don't have a body in the world to come. It can't be that you're sitting and it can't be that you've got a head and you haven't got anywhere to put your crown. So then what is it, says Rabbeinu HaRambam, it's a moshel. The tzadikim are sitting. Derech chida. Their sitting means you're at rest, below amal, below yegia. You are reaping the fruits of your labor. The crown on your head is the das that you achieved in this world. Meaning the pleasure that you will get in Olam Haba is proportionate to the hasagos that you had in this world. The more your sechel, the more your das was opened up to the Rebbeinu Shalom in this world via the Torah HaKadosha. And the more one purifies themselves through Taharas HaMidos, the more refined their neshama is, the more ability it has to perceive that which is Kula Ruchni in Olam Haba. That's how the Rambam learns all the statements of Chazal are clearly allegorical. The Rambam also, in the unedited versions of the Rambam, goes to town, of course, against our Muslim cousins. Not the Arabim, Atipshim, he calls it, they think it's a physical world. We know, unfortunately, Nebuch, the promises that were given to many of the suicide bombers of the lakes of wine and the Shivan Basilis and everything else, it's physical for them. Arabim, Atipshim, says the Rambam. Of course, in Olam Haba, there's nothing physical. But it's on this Nakuda that the Ravid takes the Rambam to task, as only the Ravid can. Divrei ha'ish hazeh, the words of this man. But ain't I craving l'misha aimein tchias ha'meis l'gubay sel l'nashamas bovad? Does that then mean, says the Ravid, that if there's no bodies in Olam Haba, then tchias ha'meis is some sort of spiritual reality? But you're not going to come back in your body. Hare, your body is rotted in the ground. Well, you don't need your body anymore. V'chaye roishi. By the life of my head. That's not what Chazal said. Chazal said that Tchias HaMeisim is going to be something physical. Asidin tzadikim shi'andim b'levusheihem. The tzadikim are going to get up again. Fully clothed. Kal v'chaymeh from Achita. It's clear from the Gemara that Tchias HaMeisim is something physical. The Ravid says, is it, can it be according to the Rambam that it's something spiritual? Can't be. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva says, why is it called Olam Haba? It's not called Olam Haba because it's something that's happening somewhere in the future. Listen, it's not called Olam Haba because it's something which is going to happen in the future. It's something that exists right now, just in a different dimension. So it's the world that's coming to you, not the world that's coming in world destiny. So it's not along a timeline, it's the dimension. Do you live in Olam Haba or do you live in Olam Haza? And this is going to be very important. It was only called Olam Haba because Eisan Chayim Ba'al Adam Acha Chay Olam Haza. The life that comes to you after life in this world is called Olam Haba. The Ravid again argues with the Rambam. Says Nirek Makhish She'ein Olam Chayzel Atoyav Avayu. That goes against Mefurish HaChazal, that after this world exists, it's going to go back to Toyu Bavayu. And surely that's Olam Haba. Future stages in where the world's going to get to, Chag Charev, surely that's going to be Olam Haba. So what's really going on here? The Kesef Mishnah gives the simplest resolution. Kesef Mishnah says no, there's no machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. Well, that's not strictly true. The machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is actually in the labelling. We have many statements of Chazal that talk about Olam Haba. But what are they referring to? According to the Rambam, life after death, that's what Chazal meant when they referred to Olam Haba. And according to the Ravid, it's the world to come in the future. The world after So the Ravid says the world in the future is called Olam Haba. After Tchiyas HaMeisim, that's Olam Haba. According to the Rambam, the world where we go after we die is Olam Haba. But then we've got a question. According to the Rambam, okay, we're clear till now? Machlokes Rambam and Ravid in the labeling. The world after Tchiyas HaMeisim, according to the Ravid, is Olam Haba. According to the Rambam, it's the world after we die. Achen nishelet ha-sheila. Obvious question. According to the Rambam, what's the point of Tchiyas HaMeisim? Person lives in this world 120 years. They do the best that they can, and they daven, and they learn, and they build a family, and they masa matabeh mana. And they do everything a yid is meant to do. And they get a beautiful mansion up there in Olam Haba. Forevermore. An allegorical mansion, according to the Rambam, of course. Why does he need to come back? It's done. Game over. Sorted. Live forever in Olam Haba. Yom Shekul Atay. Yom Shekul Arach. For the Sabbath trigger given. Why does he need to come back? Good question. In fact, the Rambam, in his Igeres Tchiyas HaMeisim, actually says the following thing. Right, if a person does not believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim, says the Rambam, Yafakairus. Ein lechelek b'teres Moshe Rabbeinu. Omnam, says the Rambam, Ein hatachlis ha'achrayna. Plot thickens. According to the Rambam, the world of Tchiyas HaMeisim isn't the end goal. So according to the Ravid, Tchiyas HaMeisim could be the end goal. According to the Rambam, it's not. What's going on? Says the Rambam goes further. Tchiyas HaMeisim is one of the Yegim Alikrim. And a person who doesn't believe in it has no das and no dveikas and das. You heard this if you don't believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim. But by the way, another question to ask. Who's it for? According to the Rambam, who's Tchiyas HaMeisim for? And potentially we have four options. Because it's not necessarily clear in Chazal who's going to come back. That we have to believe in Tchiyas HaMeisim in the Chelek if you don't believe in it. But the fact, who do you have to believe it's going to happen for? You could say, It's going to happen for the tzaddikim. You could also say, what do the tzaddikim need it for? They're an Olam Haba, they're fine. It's the Rishayim that need to come back again and make a tikkun. Or you could say, no, the Rishayim, they're burning in Gehenna, the Dirayin Olam. It's the Beinonim that need to come back. Because they're the ones that need a bit of a push over the edge and they'll get into Olam Haba. Or you could say it's for everybody. Now we've got four options. All of them you could say a Svara, which is equally as good. If we can find out who Tchiyas HaMesim is for, maybe we can work out what the Rambam means by Tchiyas HaMesim. So the Rambam tells us, in Zakdama Leperek Chelek, Aval hu le tzadikim. Tchiyas HaMesim is for tzadikim. So then what's the point? What's the point? The fact that not everyone is going to get up by Tchiyas HaMesim, by the way, there's a smach to it in a pasuk in Daniel Peret Yabes. And many of those who are sleeping in the ground will wake up. Okay, so many who sleep in the dust of the earth will awaken, for those for eternal life, and those for disgrace, for eternal abhorrence. Doesn't sound good. But what you see from there, it's only Rabin Mishene Afa Yakitsu. It doesn't seem like it's everybody, according to the pasuk. So there's a ritva. There's a ritva in Rosh Hashanah, it's also a ritva in Maseches Tanis as well. According to the ritva, there are actually two Tchiyas HaMesims. This is a ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Dafter Zayin on the base. And he's learning it from this pasuk of Rabin Mishene Afa. And Itaka makes this diuk. That which the pasuk says, "V'rabim and not v'sheni admas afa." Even though everyone's going to get up either for reward or punishment, he says, "One second, l'fishiyesh abos v'neviim ugdoli chaside Yisrael that are going to actually have tchias amesim before the main tchias amesim. It's like priority boarding." There are those that are going to be able to get up before everybody else. Began Eden, Begif of a Nefesh. What's happening? Ye Tchias HaMesim B'Moshe Mashiach Al Tzadikei Yisrael Shemesu V'Galos Sheyich Yuvyu K'nei B'nei Olam Olam Hazel Gamri. There's going to be a Tchias HaMesim that will happen. B'Moshe Mashiach for Tzadikei Yisrael. They're going to get up, it's going to be a fully physical Tchias HaMesim. Why? And actually it's learned from a Gemara which is so appropriate, apropos for this time of year. Kol amis abel al Yerushalayim zeicha v'raya b'simcha asa. Hagal atzmacha. A Yid lives 120 years. And every night he says tikkun chatzais. And every day his mamish being boicha for the binyan beis hamikdash. But he dies before we get to the finish line. Ay, state. So this guy, the Chofetz Chaim, he has his bags packed. Every time he hears a noise outside the Shofarish on Mashiach. He was nifted in 1933 and Mashiach hadn't yet come. He's not going to get there. According to the Ritva, of course he will. There will be a Tchias HaMesim Netzadikem that will enable them who yearned for the Geula to experience it as well. Zaycha v'raya b'simchasa, they'll be there. Says Yochai Friedlander, he wants to use this ritva to explain possibly what the Rambam means. The Rambam, we said, that Tchias HaMesim is not the tachlis ha-soifi. It's not the end game. What is the purpose, according to the Rambam, of Yemos HaMashiach? The Rambam is very clear. Very clear about what Yemos HaMashiach is. Yemos HaMashiach is this world. The laws of nature do not change. Could be technological advancements will make life easier. But the laws of nature don't change. Ein bein olam hazeh Yemos HaMashiach ela shibud malchiyos bilvad. The only thing that will change, according to the Rambam, based on Chazal, is the relationship that Klal Yisrael have with the nations of the world. No more ghettos, no more pogroms, no more expulsions. No more anti-Semitism and political parties. They'll love us. Love us to bits. They will allow us to fulfill the Torah b'shleimusso. We'll have a binyan beis hamikdash. We'll be able to be makriv karbanos. We'll be all living in Eretz Yisrael. We'll be able to keep shemitah and yovel, and the mitzvahs hatzlius ba'aretz. We will keep the Torah as it was meant to be, and the nations of the world will come and learn from us. They'll understand that we have the emes. And then we die and go to Olam Haba. After having existed in this world, where our gashmias needs are taken care of, so that we can grow in ruchnias, says the Rambam. The tachlis of your Moshe Mashiach, to be married by the Chachma. Learn this of the Chachma and of him, Kadesh Yishu to Akal Olam. We don't want to rule the world. Pnuyim. That we should have, we should be able to sit and steig. We should learn, we should grow. And according to the Rambam, it makes so much sense. Because the chelek you get in Olam Haba is kafi, that which you were able to achieve in this world. The Torah that you learned, the midas that you purified. The more of a ruchnias dikke mensch that you were. According to the Rambam, that's the tachlis of your Moshe Mashiach. If so, says Rav Chaim Friedlander, what according to the Rambam is the purpose of Tchiyas HaMeisim? So we could plug in this ritva into the shita of the Rambam, and it would come out, according to this, that the purpose of Tchiyas HaMeisim, according to Rabbeinu HaRambam, is so that those tzaddikim in Olam Haba, who achieved so much during the Galus, should be able to avail themselves of the opportunities and the facilities that Yom Moshe Mashiach presents. Why shouldn't they have a part in that too? You can't grow in Olam Haba. Olam Haba is static. You are feeding off the pains of this world. But just think how much more we could all achieve if we live in Yom Moshe Mashiach. So Tchiyas HaMeisim, according to the Rambam, is for the tzaddikim, that they should be able to come back and benefit from that which is going on in this world. And of course then they will die. They'll go to Olam Haba with an even bigger pekel of a chavilah, Torah and mitzvahs, gevaldik. Because Olam Haba is the tachlis ha-sofi. You can't exist in a physical world forever. Nothing physical exists forever. So according to the Rambam, it's to give you a second bite at the cherry to be able to come back, to enjoy, benefit, gain from your Moshe Mashiach, and to be able to then transition to Olam Haba with so much more for all of eternity.
So it was only tzaddikim?
According to the Rambam, said Mefurash, it was only tzaddikim. What? Because you can't exist in a physical... According to the Rambam, Olam Haba, which is the Tachlis HaSofi, is for your neshama alone. Tchiyas HaMeisim is for your body.
And you know me, there were people who didn't.
That's it. Exception to the rule. Exception to the rule. Eliyahu HaNavi, whatever that means, by the way. Now, that's just where, just in the time we have, you should know, of course, there's the famous shita of the Ramban and the Mekubalim, who argues with that, and it's really a question of how you learn the various statements of Chazal. According to the Ramban, ever since Chet Adam HaRishon, the Neshama does not have the ability to purify and elevate the guf to the extent that it needs to. The body needs to go back into the ground after Chet Adam HaRishon, to decompose, to rebuild again. And then it comes back by Tchiyas HaMeisim, and the Neshama is infused into the guf, such that, and I'm simplifying the Ramban for the purposes of time, everybody gets an upgrade. Meaning that the guf basically exists on the level of Neshama, and the Neshama exists on a much higher level. Similar to Adam HaRishon, not Kaidim HaChet. Similar to, and this is the way the Ramchal explains it, Adam HaRishon had he never sinned. According to the Ramban and the Mekubalim, Olam Haba is in this world after Tchiyas HaMeisim, and that's the goal. Anything physical is limited and will decompose eventually. No, the guf gets an upgrade and acts like a neshama. Whatever that means. But that's why, according to the Ramban, and the Ramchal says it very clearly, after we die, we don't go to Olam Haba. After we die, we go to a holding station called Olam HaNeshamos, until the time comes for Olam Haba, which will then take place in this world. Because, says the Ramban, your body did so many mitzvahs, your guf was the kli, so what, that shouldn't live again forever. The head that wore tefillin. You see what the Ramban's coming la'afuke. There is more. There is the Shita of Rav Sajigon, which we will leave for now, but there's a Shita of Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai in the Sefer Shulchan Shel Arba. He actually creates some kind of middle ground between the Rambam and the Ramban. And he says that really the Tchiyas HaMeisim is not for the Tzaddikim. They don't need it. They're in Olam Haba. Tchiyas HaMeisim is not for the Rishayim. They're in the Dira and Olam. Actually, it's for the Beinonim. And it's the Beinonim themselves that need to be able to push themselves over the line in order to be able to enter into Olam Haba for all of eternity. Right? And he learns it again from this pasuk of Rabbi Mishene Afa Yakitsu. And it's talking about the people, not the complete tzaddikim and not the complete Rishayim, but the people in the middle that are going to need to do it. Either way, what you see from here is Olam Haba. Tchiyas HaMeisim is something which is shari b'machlokas. Chazal perhaps were deliberately vague and allowed space for Rabbi Seinu HaRishonim to be mefarishit in different ways. Like Yemosa Mashiach, the Rambam says, we'll know what happens when it happens. That it will happen is something we believe with absolute conviction. You plant a seed in the ground, the seed could be dead. I saw just now, someone is making bread from yeast that was 5,000 years old. Yeast, they're extracting yeast from old kaolin from 5,000 years ago, is using it to make bread. We see in the physical world, Chazal already spoke about it, little seeds that can look like pieces of inanimate wood contain what we now know to call the genetic code. You can plant it in the ground, it will decompose and it will sprout into something which is living and growing. Tchiyas HaMeisim is something which gives us a tremendous sense of nechama. Understanding. Like the famous story, I think it was the Balatanya who was in prison. And the prisoner, he had many interactions with his prison warden. And he asked him, why aren't you upset? Why aren't you sad? For you, who have many gods and one world, you're in sorrows. I have one god and two worlds. I realize that even death is not the end of the story. And that's something which has given Yidin Emunah, Bitachon, and Chizuk, La'orach Kol HaGolus, and Amir Tzashan, we should be Zeicha. To the Tchiyas HaMeisim of the Ritva, where everybody, all the Tzaddikei Yisrael, should be Zeicha together with us, the Vinyan Beis HaMikdash Mekarim.